This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
You're here with Laugh Out Proud
with Z and G on Joy 94.9.
Good morning. You're listening to Laugh Out Proud on Joy 94.9. We've got Z, we've got G, and we've got myself, Dylan.
And our special guest, Darren.
Darren Criss.
Of course, Darren Criss.
Thank you for joining us this morning.
Thank you for having me. I'm sorry I'm on such a horrible delay. Your listeners get to hear me finish talking and then hear like a 2 second kind of nervous, awkward pause coming right now.
It's a moment to reflect. And that's great in the morning to think about your day that's coming up. You've got a lot to think about and a lot to talk about. You've got a new single every single night from your new band, Computer Games. Do you want to tell us a little bit about who Computer Games are?
So Computer Games is a band that I started with my brother. For anybody that's been following my silly career for the past, I don't even know, almost a decade, whether it was from Glee or before Glee or music I'd put out for myself or this group I had called Star Kid. I've had a lot of music lying around and a lot of people were waiting for music, like a solo thing for me. And I guess I was never really happy with what I was making. And so I kind of reached a point maybe about a year or so ago where I just decided to start over. And I, you know, reached out to my brother, who's somebody I've played music with my whole life. And we kind of worked on some songs together. And I started to realize that these songs were the songs that I wanted to put out. And then I just also decided, well, like, you know, if I put these out, it isn't just, this isn't like a Darren Criss thing. This is me and Chuck. And, you know, we played music together for so long. And we just, between whatever happened for me in my TV career and whatever happened for him with his own music career playing in a band, Freelance Wales, we just never really got around to doing this thing we always promised ourselves we would do. So I kind of figured it was a perfect opportunity to launch this new thing for both of us with this new name, new idea, new concept, Computer Games. And it's kind of a carte blanche for both of us, and so there it is, you know, chasing our teenage dreams, so to speak.
See what I did there? I was going to ask you, what did you do when you were between the ages of 13 and 19 during the nighttime when you're in an altered state of conscience? You got in the key phrase there that I'm sure all of our listeners and all the people that are fangirling in the room right now are wanted you to say. Why the name Computer Games? Is it a love of Tetris, or like where did that come about?
It's a couple different things. I mean, computer games were what we grew up playing. The record, this EP, it's only a 3-song EP. It's very small, but the songs kind of have this nostalgic feel to it, both sonically and thematically. It's about there's a lot of underlying themes of nostalgia for us.
Yeah, so, and
we grew up playing computer games.
You've got your Lost Boys Life EP with the song Every Single Night, and we're happy to play that next on Joy 94.9. You're listening to Laugh Out Proud.
Breakfast edition
on Joy 94.9. You're listening to Laugh Out Proud Breakfast edition
on Joy 94.9, and we're joined with special guest Darren Criss.
Thank you for joining us this morning.
And you were just listening to his song Every Single Night, which is with his brother Chuck Criss for their band Computer Games, which is on their Lost Boys Life EP, which is on all of good places that you can get the music. I was streaming it on one of those places and enjoying it, bopping along to it. So the single Every Single Night, it's very, very easy listening. I was enjoying listening to it whilst researching you. What's the kind of message behind it?
Well, I mean, it's just a straight-up party song. I mean, there's no... that one was just one of those things where we wanted to have as much fun with the song as possible, which is kind of the idea behind Computer Games. I mean, the song harkens back to sort of these big dance records of the early 90s, late 80s, when Chuck and I would have been, like, kids, basically. So, you know, the whole idea of Computer Games is this very childlike, nostalgic concept. So the fact that it sounds like those great Miami Sound Machine, Lionel Richie records, it's really nice. So I'm thrilled that I wish I could have been there to hear Every Single Night in Australia on the radio. That would have been amazing.
Oh, you
after dinner next time.
You'll have to listen to the podcast.
We'll have to get you to come down and maybe give us a cheeky performance, I think.
Yeah, so well, if we get the numbers good in Australia, hopefully we'll come down and do a couple of gigs.
Oh, listen. Listen, everyone.
Everybody come down.
What do you guys like to do for fun? You've brothers. You obviously have a nice history together. What's fun for you guys?
For us, music, honestly. I mean, it sounds cheesy, but that's all we did as kids. I mean, again, the name computer games comes from the sense of, like, playing around because, you know, when we were kids, it was playing Oregon Trail and SimCity. And as we got older, those games evolved into things like Logic and Ableton and music software. So the music you're listening to are quite literally the product of computer games. So that's all we really do. After school, we would just come home and, like, play music with friends. So the fact that we get to do that as adults is pretty incredible. It's like, I feel like, you know, teenage again. But, yeah, it sounds cheesy. I wish I could say something much more naughty, but it was all
fun. Oh, no, it's breakfast, like, here. You can't be naughty.
You mentioned computer games. Now, it would be off to not admit that we're all big fans of computer games ourselves.
I love Candy Crush.
It's very good. Is there anything you're playing currently at the moment?
Gosh, not anymore. I mean, ever since, you know, it's kind of hard to, I mean, people always ask why computer games and not video games. When we were kids, it was kind of a weird loophole because we weren't allowed to play video games, so computer games was like this bizarre, like, out clause to be able to play games. So, I don't know. I hate to beat a dead horse, but the games that we play literally are, like, making beats and creating music. I think, you know, my brother's a dad, and so, you know, he loves playing video games, but now it's just taking care of the kids. And if I was to take up any new computer games or video games, it would just consume my life. I do enjoy watching other people playing games, and I follow a lot of gaming news, and I get excited about new games. Like, I'm really excited about the new Zelda for the Nintendo Switch, but if I got one, I wouldn't be making any music. All my time would just evaporate.
Unfortunately,
so I'm a bystander.
Well, unfortunately, Darren, it's game over now, and I think we've all won, and our listeners have won. Thank you very much for joining us on Laugh Out Proud on Joy 94.9. Thank you for having breakfast with us. Hopefully, we can
thank
have breakfast
you for having
for you
me. This is awesome.
For real, in the future.
Yes, please. We'll play some charades. I look forward to it.
Thank you so much,
thank
Darren,
you for joining us.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.